guardian.co.uk.
This podcast is sponsored by audible.co.uk, the number one online destination for digital audiobooks.
The Guardian Poetry Podcast.
My name's Robin Robertson, and I'm going to read some fragments from the last part of In Parenthesis by David Jones. And this describes the battle for Mametz Wood, part of the Somme offensive in the First World War, in which David Jones served as a private in the Anglo-Welsh Fusiliers. Sweet sister Death has gone debauched today and stalks on this high ground with strumpet confidence, makes no coy veiling of her appetite, but leers from you to me with all her parts discovered. You stumble on a bunch of six with Sergeant Quilter getting them out again to the proper interval, and when the chemical thick air dispels, you see briefly and with great clearness what kind of show this is. The gentle slopes are green to remind you of South English places, only far wider and flatter spread and grooved and harrowed crisscross whitely, and the disturbed subsoil heaped up albescent. Across upon this undulated board of verdure, checkered bright, when you look to left and right, small drab bundled pawns severally make effort, moved in tenuous line. And if you looked behind, the next wave came slowly, as successive surfs creep in to dissipate on flat shore, and to your front stretched long laterally and receded deeply the dark wood. And now the gradient runs more flatly toward the separate scarred saplings, where they make fringe for the interior thicket, and you take notice. There, between the thinning uprights, at the margin straggle tangled oak and flayed sheeny beech bole and fragile birch, whose silver queenery is draggled and ungraced, and June shoots lopped and fresh stalks bled, runs the Jerry Trench. And corkscrew stapled tripwire to snare among the briars, and iron warp with bramble weft, with meadowsweet and lady's smock for a fair camouflage. Mr. Jenkins half inclined his head to them. He walked just barely in advance of his platoon and immediately to the left of Private Ball. He makes the conventional sign, and there is the deeply inward effort of spent men who would make response for him and take it at the double. He sinks on one knee and now on the other. His upper body tilts in rigid inclination this way and back. Weighted lanyard runs out to full tether, swings like a pendulum, and the clock run down. Lurched over, jerked iron saucer over tilted brow, clamped unkindly over lip and chin, nor no ventail to this darkening, and masked face lifts to grope the air, and so disconsolate, enfeebled fingering at a paltry strap. Buckle holds him blind against the morning. Then stretch still where weeds pattern the chalk predella, where it rises to his wire, and Sergeant T. Quilter takes over. The secret princes between the leaning trees have diadems given them. Life, the leveler, hugs her impudent equality. She may proceed at once to less discriminating zones. The queen of the woods has cut bright boughs of various flowering. These knew her influential eyes, her awarding hands can pluck for each their fragile prize. She speaks to them according to precedence. She knows what's due to this elect society. She can choose 12 gentlemen. She knows who is most lord between the high trees and on the open down. Some she gives white berries, some she gives brown. Emil has a curious crown, it's made of golden saxifrage. Fatty wears sweetbriar, he will reign with her for 1,000 years. For Balder, she reaches high to fetch his. Ulrich smiles for his myrtle wand. That swine Lilywhite has daisies to his chain, you'd hardly credit it. She plaits torques of equal splendour for Mr. Jenkins and Billy Crower. Hansel with Goronwy share dog violets for a palm, where they lie in serious embrace beneath the twisted tripod. Sean gets St. John's wort, that's fair enough. Dye greatcoat, she can't find him anywhere. She calls both high and low. She had a very special one for him. She carries to a Nairn in the Nulla a rowan sprig for the glory of Gwenedotia. You couldn't hear what she said to him because she was careful for the disciplines of the wars. David Jones seems to me one of the more interesting 20th century poets, certainly, in my view, the most underrated. He's the great lost modernist, if you like. As you can tell from what I read, no one writes like this anymore. This is the tradition of Eliot and Pound and Bunting, really. And quite why he's unknown or nearly unread is not quite a mystery. His two main books are book-length poems. The first, In Parenthesis, was published in 1937, and the second was The Anathemata in 1952. So book-length poems are very hard to take extracts from to put into anthologies. So that's one reason. Jones is a high modernist, and he's doing something extremely complicated, which is to suggest in this long prose poem that this war he described and in which he fought was in some way like all wars, and these soldiers on both sides were just like all soldiers. And he makes a pretty good fist of that. In The Anathemata, he describes the decline and fall of the whole of Western civilization, which is a little more complicated. What I admire about him is his difficulty, not difficulty for the sake of it, but his very brave engagement with the language. And he mines the language so superbly in this. He's able to move from simple demotic vernacular dialogue to very powerful lyrical language, very fast and with great grace and ingenuity.
Visit audible.co.uk/guardianaudio to choose from a selection of over 60,000 titles. With Audible, you can make more time for books by downloading and listening wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.